Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-900-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Will and Apple here tonight from the Black Eyed Peas.
What's up, y'all?
How you guys doing?
Chillin'.
Have we met before?
Seen you on TV.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. That's how you've arrived, Drew. People know you.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very important in life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, when are you going to get back on TV, brother?
Whenever.
Someone told me you're on Dennis Miller Live the other day.
Yeah, I'm a correspondent for his show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, interesting. All right, Black Eyed Peas, more interesting than Dr. Drew. The new CD is called Ella Funk. We're going to hear something off that soon. I was just reading here that you got a song with Justin Timberlake on the CD. How'd that work out? Did he come to you? Did you go to him?
Yeah, the CD, Ella Funk, you know, came out a year and a half ago. And, it's been on the charts for about...
Came out May 2003.
Yeah, just been climbing up the charts ever since.
Oh, all right.
Hasn't went off the top 100 ever since it came out.
Wow.
But it's packed with singles. You got the Hey Mama, the thing off the iPod ad. We got Where's the Love. That did tremendously with Justin on a hook.
Yeah, but Justin didn't know it was going to be as successful as it was when you guys did the album before...
No, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the point. So why'd he bother with you? I don't mean that in a bad way, but who knew who or who got hold of who?
Dude in the group, Taboo, met Justin at a club, and there was dancing in a circle and went out like little hip-hop, little like, you know, challenge thing, and became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, just brought him into the family. So now he's, you know, part of our little...
Interesting.
By the way, there's this whole challenge dance thing that's going on now.
Oh, you've been doing that for years, Adam.
I've been doing it with masturbation.
Okay. Speaking of which, Chris...
That's a whole different club. Yeah.
He's practically drowned last night, I think.
We had Jenna Jameson in last night, and engineer Ooh. Chris was just...
Enraptured. Coma.
Hello.
It was like looking at the eye of an orca. The whole day's huge, big elephant eyes. Just he didn't say anything.
What's interesting is after she left, I noticed he was sort of stirring back there, and I realized he hasn't moved in an hour and a half.
Well, he's got a boner. He couldn't.
It paralyzed him.
Yeah. All right, now where were we? Here's what I was saying. The challenge dance thing. You know, like, I approve, by the way. You know, better than stabbing people, I was thinking to myself. But I was thinking it's a real throwback to that sort of like...
Saturday Night Fever?
I was going back even further to like the Sharks versus the Jets.
West Side Story.
Yeah. That kind of vibe, you know.
Oh no, it ain't that kind. We don't do the West Side Story dancing.
No, I know, but I don't mean that kind of dancing. The ethos was the ethos.
It's been has been there ever since, you know, Gregory Hines and, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. with the challenge and the Nicholas Brothers and whatnot. Let's take it back to the Mumbutus in Africa when they would, you know, dance and do their little thingy back then. You know what I'm saying?
Would they challenge each other with that?
Yeah, they challenge everything from like, you know, sizes to dances.
No kidding.
Back to sizes. That's where African Americans get their whole, like, you know, my thing is bigger than your thing, because it's the challenge.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? They got the my thing's bigger than your thing?
Well, that's from the whole dance and challenge thing. Because what they said, the balance from the dancing comes from
the junk?
The junk. The
junk's like the plumb line.
Yeah. It's like the rooter on a boat.
It's like your keel.
Yeah, exactly. So,
a 3 mile an hour wind will knock me over. I can't ride a bike without getting knocked over by a wind.
No keel.
That's right. But fishing testicles.
But makes great speed on the water and good
That's
for fishing.
Right. That's right.
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
Drew, please. All right, why don't we hear something from the Black Eyed Peas, before we hop to the phones. Chris, how you doing? You queued up? All right.
DJ Chris in the house. DJ Chris, get ready to play new black black up, please. Premier rear.
Go.
Sounds like the opening of our show.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You ready there, Chris?
Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
Play.
Hey, why don't you? No, I'll do it.
Do it.
Let's get it started.
Just do it.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running.
In this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's fully be that. You wouldn't believe how we wow. Turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's heard out. Act up from Northwest East style. Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on,
get it started.
Come on,
get it started. Let's get it started.
People will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it.
Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on.
Get started,
come on.
Get started,
get started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Running.
Come on, y'all. Let's get cool, let's get cool, and y'all out. Get cool, let's get cool, and y'all out. Get cool, let's get cool, and y'all.
Let's get ill, that's the deal. Applicator will bring the bugged out drill.
Just
lose your mind, this is the time. Your can't stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on.
Get started,
come on.
Get started,
get started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started.
Ha.
Let's get it started.
Running.
Will and Apple here tonight.
Black the crowd?
Peas. Oh, yeah. They're huge fans. All right. Let's go for what we know. We'll get on the phones and help the kiddies.
Yeah, let's do that.
Eric?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay. I just want to say, Adam, the new man show really sucks.
Thank you. I mean, and.
I love so Conrad, but the man show really sucks.
All right.
My question is, me and my girlfriend, we've been sexually active for a while, and I started having anal sex with her, and she really enjoys it, and now she's trying to get me, she kind of, I don't know, she wants me to experience, I guess. And I'm wondering if it's worth it, or should I just tell her to, you know.
Is it worth it?
What do you mean? She wants you to have anal sex?
Yeah, she wants to do it to me. As a straight man, I just don't feel right about it.
No, forget Eric. You made this bogus call.
Yes. Do you love her?
Nice try.
Yeah, he's lying.
I do love her, but
he's a horrible liar.
Yeah.
Eric.
What?
Your acting is worse than Keanu Reeves. It really is. Actually, worse than his band, not than his acting.
There's no question here, Eric.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
should I experience this?
I don't know.
Oh, stop it.
Go ahead. You should experience the same pleasure she's experiencing. You start big and then work your way down in size. So start with like a lamp or something and then work your way down to like a popsicle stick. All right?
Easter. All right.
Yeah. All right,
Eric.
Buddy.
Look,
don't even talk.
But here's the reality.
He's lying.
I know he is. But there's an interesting thing: is that sometimes women read a little too much Cosmo and hear about this male G spot, and they want to say, and they're also a little angry for what the guy just put them through.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you know, it's supposed to be good for you, so let's see how you like it. Ladies, stop reading Cosmo. There's nothing but nonsense in that, as it pertains to the male, anyway.
But that's happened to me, though, for real.
Really? What happened?
The girl that I was with for a long time wanted to, her dream was to do me in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Her dream?
Yeah. I can't wait till but.
All right. Now when you say dream.
No, she wanted to do that. I was like, nah, I ain't about to do that.
You know, most of them think about unicorns and things.
I mean, it's probably not a dream she had since junior high or something like that. It's something she had later on in life.
After she met Will.
Well, yeah.
No.
So wait a second. Let me figure this out. Now, what would she do you with? I mean, you got
to
get
so
a strap on, right?
Who? Oh, the dude.
Yeah, your
on the
girlfriend.
Phone?
Yeah. No, your girlfriend.
Oh no, yeah, she wanted. She wanted to get one of those strap on things. Yeah.
Right.
But we were together for like 7-8 years.
How'd you talk her out of it?
I laughed.
Yeah.
Like you know.
That was the F word, wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
I said, what are you freaking crazy?
Freaking crazy.
You crazy? Nah, you must be silly. Nah, you got your mind, girl.
That's good. Laugh it off.
Yeah. That always changes it. You tell a joke about it.
Yeah.
Except she doesn't let go then. She keeps coming, right?
No. She let go. Because I mean, it was funny.
Chicks don't want to do weird stuff that bad.
When they're kind of angry, they do.
I don't know. When they're angry, it just gets nastier, and whatever it is you're doing gets cranked up a little.
Yeah.
But you know,
I think it was a test to see how freaky, I'm capable of being.
If you said yes, she'd be like, oh my god, I'm out of here.
No, she probably would've. I didn't take it there. I didn't take it there.
You guys broken up?
Yeah, we broke up.
All right, because she seems like a keeper. I mean, it's like something you want to hang on to.
No. It's damaged.
Make a hell of a mother. Make a hell of a mother. Tara?
Hello.
Tara.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
All right. I've been having serious problems with my uterus for about a year now. It started off with, in the beginning, it was just like severe pains, like shocking pains in my lower abdomen. Mm-hmm. And so I went out, got it checked, and had a pap smear and all that. And he said he felt a big lump, like the size of a quarter and a half. And so he sent me to get an ultrasound, which I did about a week later, and it came out that there was nothing there. I was like, well, all right, well, I had a follow-up, and he said, well, it's just probably like a cyst, and it popped on its own, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, well,
perfect.
Severe pains. And about 2 months ago, I moved to Michigan with my husband, and anyways, I was having a period for about a month. And so I went to the ER because it was like serious heavy flow, and I thought I might be hemorrhaging or whatnot. And I go there, and they said they took, test results and all that stuff, and it came out clear. And they said they wanted to run more, but I didn't have insurance. And my bill would have skyrocketed, so I was like, well, never mind, okay. Well, now it's like some days I can't even lean up straight because it feels like my uterus is, like, literally being, like, pulled apart.
Yeah, well, forget about the lump in the uterus. It meant nothing. Zero.
And not connected to this?
It meant zero. It's normal to have cysts that come and go. It's normal to have swelling in the uterus.
If you have
severe pain, it's called menometroraja, which is painful, persistent bleeding, heavy bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
You could have. You're not on the Depo shot, right?
No.
Do you take Depo?
No.
Do you take any medication?
No.
And any history of sexual abuse?
When I was younger.
Okay,
that wouldn't count.
Yeah, that would
just have to be
younger.
Like earlier today. This afternoon.
Unexplained pelvic pain is one of the common phenomena that occur from sexual abuse.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it could be like...
We've heard on this show a million
cancer.
Times.
I know. Once in a while, I just try to spice things up, Oh, douche.
Touche.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Drew.
Yeah, we've had this a million times.
I know. What do you want me to do? Go, yeah, no kidding. Tara.
Yeah.
What happened with the abuse, baby doll?
I'm at home right now, and I don't want to say anything right now.
All right.
Well, that's what you're dealing with, probably. The fact that you're so
Hold
focused.
On, where do you talk
well,
about
also,
your sexual
I'm
abuse?
I'm going through a divorce right now, and I thought maybe, like, you know, maybe I'm just getting over anxiety because of all
Absolutely, and it's obvious. It comes flying out, you know, your voice just sounds overwhelmed and anxious and just, you know, fragmented.
Do you have kids?
Heck no.
Okay,
good.
Well, that's good.
My husband was monogamously challenged, so.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Why
he couldn't stay faithful.
Oh. Yeah,
I married a sailor. Yeah, there you go.
Sure, you don't get that?
Huh?
Guys, what's wrong with you? Okay. All right, listen, Tara, hold on a second. Where can you talk about your sexual abuse?
I don't, well, definitely not here.
Well, where'd he go? Why? Who's there? Where's your husband? Is he there?
I'm divorcing him, so I had to move back home.
Home with your parents?
Oh, you're with your folks?
Yeah.
Was your father the perpetrator?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
that's
was.
A bad time. You should not be living with them.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
And by the way, wait, you're not going to tell him anything he doesn't know.
Right.
Is your mom know?
Yeah.
Did she hang up on
it's
us?
A sick
no.
story.
Yeah, crappy phone line. Does your mom know about this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And you moved back, huh?
Yeah, it's not healthy for you to be with the perpetrator. Get out of there. Get a therapist. Get going here, Tara.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
And do look into this heavy bleeding. You may be having ovarian cyst or endometriosis or something. There could be a biological problem.
No.
But the experience is overwhelming and so preoccupying and so horribly painful because of the sexual abuse.
Yeah, and look, you can't. My dad missed a handful of Pop Warner football games when I was growing up. I would never move back into his house.
You hear how he speaks about his father.
Pussy. Pure pussy. Would never move back into that man's house. He wouldn't let me either, but that's beside the point.
Actually kicked you out.
Well,
You never actually did live in this house, did you?
I got kicked out of the garage when I was 19. So be it. The point is there's this weird bond that people have with the people that abuse them, which is just scary. I mean, most guys I know who move out of the house wouldn't even dream of moving back under any circumstances, and yet the one that gets effed by dad for a number of years is more than happy to move back. Dad knows it. Mom is aware of it. Come on back.
Oof.
You got to get some therapy.
Yep.
All right. All right.
End of story.
All right.
Lois.
That's Lois?
Yep.
Lois?
Yeah?
I don't believe we've ever had a Lois call this show. Have we?
Really? That's weird.
Well, now we've had one. Hey, Lois, with the phone breaking up reminds me of for some reason, the smoke alarms, because we'd always miss them because of the phone breaking up.
Right.
I was sitting in my bathroom the other day, and in my wife and my office, the smoke alarm started chirping.
Mm-hmm.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. But it you know, for that needed a battery.
Right.
It hadn't chirped four times before I climbed up and turned it off.
You go insane.
It's like having a drill bit. It's into your skull.
We have people who call this show who have the low battery chirp going on their smoke detector for months.
Or years.
And I don't know if it'll go for years. I think eventually, ironically.
Didn't one of them say like 18 months or something?
Well, the low battery chirp has to, the battery itself's got to run out eventually. I'm always like, all right, we got a low battery. Why are you wasting it on the chirp? I think that with the cell phone too. Like it's like me, 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 me. It's like, oh, you're wasting yourself. You're like with your last breath, you're screaming, I got nothing left. It's like, don't give me another 30 seconds of conversation here. Right. Don't scream at me. That's precious battery.
Anyway, so I was shocked at how just piercing it was.
Yeah.
And
the point is we have people that have a smoke detector in the bedroom or
above
in the room that they sleep in that chirps every 30 seconds very loud.
That's low battery.
For months on end. Yes,
for months on end, and they go right to sleep.
They don't bother to change it.
They tune it out. Lois?
Yeah?
All right, so you're 27. You can only have sex in very still positions?
Well, actually, it's kind of weird that the caller went before me because I have...
All right. Well, Drew, I don't want to talk to two people with the same problem back-to-back.
It's different. Just to hold still?
It's the same thing. She's got vagina problems. Come on, let's talk to some drug addicts or something, or somebody's, you know, got like huge areolas or something. I don't want to talk two gynecological questions straight in a row.
The guy has a list of 25 people you hate.
All right, there you go. That's better. Michael?
Yeah, hey, I got a list of 25 people you hate, Adam.
All right.
Hold on, Lois, by the way.
You're 18?
Yeah.
You're a virgin?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, can always tell the voice of a virgin. Plus, guys are getting, they're squirrely sounding. Because if this guy got laid earlier today, he'd be like, hey,
He also would be wasting his time compiling lists.
They don't
for
write
you.
Lists. They're just banging away. They're just banging away. They don't sit down and make lists. All right, Michael, give me the list of 25 people I hate.
All right, people that say the F word on the air.
All right.
People that say the S word on the air.
I don't think our listeners have heard the list.
I was looking for names like, you know, Stephen Baldwin or something like that, you know?
Well, I couldn't remember any names that you had specifically said.
All right.
I pray for you too, Adam.
Will ya?
I am, dude.
Thanks.
I am, because you're obviously such a retard.
Stephen Baldwin's going to pray for me. I couldn't do any better than him praying for me.
No.
Stephen Baldwin? I can't get like the Dalai Lama or somebody. I get a guy with a tattoos drinking a sports drink praying for me. All right. Michael, keep going. This is we're 23 and I'm already bored.
Strip club DJs?
All right.
Strip club DJs. You hate strip club DJs?
I don't. They get between, you know, me and my penis. You know what I mean? They're yelling the whole time in the background. They're distracting. You know, they're doing too much barking. They got to get out of the way. They got to get out of the way a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know they do. When the strippers who show up at the bachelor party, there's a guy who shows up with them. He makes change, and he's kind of the muscle, and he flips the tape on the cassette, you know, once in a while when the thing runs out.
Cassettes? You go to the bachelor party?
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is
cool.
back in the day, the guy would have to bring in a reel-to-reel. It's huge.
Turntable.
Victrola. The guy would whine in it. Why, my melancholy baby? She'd just show you a little bit of her elbow. Everyone would start clapping. We'd give her a quarter and she'd leave. Huh. Yeah. No. The guy who comes in for the strip club, the guy who comes in for the bachelor parties, he stays out of the way. He just hangs back. He, in case there's trouble, he slides in, but he hangs back. That's what the DJs at the strip clubs need to do. Michael?
People who drive too slow and are in front of you.
All right. Hang on, Michael. Maybe we'll just whittle away like four of these.
Every 20 minutes?
Every 20 minutes, right. We'll do four.
All right.
We got to get Michael laid.
He needs something.
Yeah.
He
got to have something.
Maybe a little writing seminar.
What could we get him? What could we do for you? Michael?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
You're calling from Virginia.
Yeah.
Are you going to go to college?
Yeah, although right now I need to go to work so I can get money too.
Junior college.
Oh. Where are you working?
Well, I need to start out at junior college because I slacked off in high school, but I want to transfer to Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech is pretty crazy. We played there.
That would be good, but here's the problem with starting out at junior college. It's the Roach Motel. You never get out. It's like starting out on flypaper. Yeah. You can't, you know. I'm going to start with the flypaper, and then I'm going off to college. It's like the fly going, I'm going to hang out on the fly paper, then I'm going over to the fruit salad.
Yeah.
No. You're never going to make it. Go to the fruit salad. Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I do computers.
Mm. All right. It's all coming together now. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to meet some ladies?
I'm focusing on getting money first.
Oh, okay. You can do both, you know. As a matter of fact, if you're really good, you can get
a rich
paid.
Lady.
Yeah, you get a rich lady or someone who's really ugly who'll pay you to have sex with them.
PYR.
That's how Drew...
pay your rent.
That's how Drew made it through college. All right. Drew, what... Okay, I'm taking a break. I'm going to yell
good
at
idea.
Drew.
Here we go.
Black Eyed Peas here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shoot.
Hey, everybody. Drew, stop the beatbox. Please, Drew.
That was me.
That wasn't Drew?
That was Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew on the beatbox. Do a little more beatbox, Drew.
Dr. Drew, I'll do you.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah.
Will and Apple here tonight from Black Eyed Peas. Then we're going to bring Fergie and Taboo in from the Black Eyed Peas as well. And now this says Black Eyed Peas, but it is the Black Eyed Peas, yes?
Yeah, the.
All right. I'm gonna start strangling people around
tonight.
Here.
Tonight's the night.
I'm losing it. All right, here we go. Let's focus now. Let's get it together. Let's go.
Let's get it going. Yeah.
Let's break it down.
Yeah. Give me something to web clap on the computer.
Get it now. Let's
go. Come on.
Let's break it down now, gentlemen. All right. All right, here we go. Back to the phones. Really, we're coming now. Look out.
Joanna.
Joanna.
Hello.
Hello.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
What was that?
My boyfriend and I just started this new thing where instead of me swallowing when I give him head, I like him to nut on my face. Mm-hmm. And now I
remember going through that phase.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a rash on my face, but you can't see it, but my face itches now. And I was wondering if it could have something to do with what we're doing.
The nuttery?
Yeah. Hmm. What about that? Now, is it a rash if you can't see it, by the way?
Well, it's like tiny, tiny little red bumps. It's barely visible, but it itches like crazy.
Well, why don't you ask your dad if he thinks that it's from your boyfriend, or maybe it's just, a pillowcase or something like that.
Have you been using any other new creams or cosmetic products, anything like that?
Nothing, because I thought about all the normal stuff. Nothing's different.
I guess it could be. It's a possibility. It's pretty rare.
Doesn't...
poison nut?
Yeah. And by the way, it sounds like a chore for the nut on the face each time you have a lovemaking session. You know what I mean?
Time. I just like it. I'd rather do that than swallow it.
This is interesting. Women sort of avoid it's that whole issue.
Well, you know, it's smart as a guy to do that.
Why?
Like, instead of going, should I pull out? You go, so listen, you want to swallow or should I nut on your face?
Negotiating.
You give them those two options. Yeah.
How about booby love?
What about booby love?
Booby love is always great.
And you avoid
the face and the swallowage.
Good point. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Joanna.
Yeah.
You heading toward junior college these days, or?
No, I start Berkeley in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Congrats! Wow. Wow. That is rarefied air, a Berkeley student with a nut on their face. You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of them. God bless you. You a big gal?
No.
Wow.
What are you going to study?
Oh, I want to be a teacher.
Yeah, I could see that. This would be one of the important life lessons you teach your children.
Of course.
All right. And you want to work, what grades you want to work with, just because it'll be funny?
Like third or fourth.
That's why it's fine.
Perfect.
teacher nutter puss. I gotta make a tinkle. Do it on my face, sweetie. Yeah, now it makes you think back on all your old teachers, right? I wonder if Mrs. Harvey was doing that in fifth grade when I was. Nah. She did wear glasses, though. They could have just been for protection. Interesting. All right. Lois.
Yeah.
All right, so we started to speak to you before.
Yeah.
Before Adam so rudely put you aside.
Yeah, you can only
exactly.
have a... Yeah, all right, quiet down or I'll hang up on you. You can only have sex in still positions.
Okay, well, this is the deal, is that I have endometriosis, which is like... Well, Dr. Drew, you know what it is. It's like growth in my uterus.
It's actually a piece of the lining of uterus gets out into the cavity of the abdomen and then actually menstruates. That's what causes the inflammation.
Yeah.
Nice, huh?
Oh, there we go. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
All right.
The way that I found it out was because about a year ago, I was having sex with my boyfriend and it really started to hurt. And at this point, we can like have sex like barely without me moving. And I had surgery for it in October, and my doctor couldn't get all of it away, and she wants to put me on Lupron, and I wanted to ask your opinions on that.
It's pretty commonplace treatment for endometriosis. It'll make you basically menopausal, and you'll be pretty miserable for a while, but it's very effective for the endometriosis, and sometimes we'll get it under control so you don't have to worry about it anymore. But prepare to be kind of wacky for a little while on that. They don't do enough sort of coaching women that go on the loop on how
what is that?
Moody and miserable you can be. It's,
really?
Yeah, it really shuts down the
ovaries. Women are nutty on, you know, just tap water and rice cakes. They're nutty. I couldn't imagine them on some kind of drug that is going to make them, especially the word loop in it. Loopy.
Loop on, yes. Lupron.
Yeah, that just sounds like you're going to get loopy.
Yeah.
Make something called like column or something. Like just
come on.
Come on.
There goes back to the come on.
Nut on. Jane?
Nut on.
Hello?
It's running through my mind now. Jane.
It's what?
You're 24.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jane?
I'm driving.
All right. What's up?
I had a question. I need to know what I need to do. I've been with my husband for like 8 years now. We have three kids. And
three kids at 24?
Yeah.
Damn, starting early.
We were having some issues, and I went out one day with some girls, and I ended up going
out. Hold on. Are you doing, like, a ham bone on the dash of your car? Like,
no.
What is all that noise?
I have my son with me, but he can't hear me.
He's banging things.
Oh, he's banging things. All right. Well, put him out on the hood or something. That's where my dad used to put me. I rode on the hood.
It's on the roof, be fair.
Well, I started on the roof, just taped down. It was actually one of those, a folding chair that was taped to rack of the station wagon. That was my child's seat. But then the turn indicator broke.
Oh.
So he moved me out to the hood so
he
I would
signal.
He
keep an
signal.
Eye on you, too.
Oh,
he
could signal.
Yeah, he'd tie some kite string to my arm. He'd yank on the left one if I had to signal left. Once in a while, we'd get crossed up, and I'd be leaning the wrong way.
Did he also have a thing that would sort of, like a Flintstone horn where you'd squeeze your chest? Gronk.
Yeah, it was like the Flintstone. Actually, the hood emblem was the only thing that kept me on. I don't want to say where it was, Drew, but it took a lot of corrective surgery to fix that. Where the hell was she?
About three.
Jane?
Uh-huh.
All right, so what'd you say? You're cheating on your husband?
So I did. I had a one-night stand, and then I couldn't believe it. Like, the next day I came home, and my husband's like, where were you? I lied to him, told him it was a girl. And he so believed me. And I went back, like, a second time to see this guy, and now it's like whatever, and I just don't know how to get over this guy. Like,
so it's not a one-night stand.
Oh, well, I went back a second time, and, my husband so believed me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is you're not supposed to think your 24-year-old wife with the three kids is out banging another guy.
It's the last thing he'd want to think about.
Friends are at work or something, you believe it. Like,
of course.
Your wife tells you what she was doing all day, you believe her, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, Jay, what's the plan here?
Like, my husband is so much better in bed than this guy, and I don't get it. Like,
you've been married since you were what age?
18.
How old is your husband?
He's 26.
Why did you get married at 18?
Because I got pregnant.
Okay. Well, that's what this is all about, really.
Yeah, but the husband's good and bad.
But you relinquished that privilege. That's it. You're a mom of three now. You got to make this marriage work. You got to be a family. That's it.
That's it,
Jane. That's it. Whatever this means. Whatever it's an expression of, some sort of hostility or whatever. Are you drinking, too?
Forget about it. Like,
are you using a lot of alcohol when this happens?
Kind of.
Yes. Is there alcoholism in your family?
No. You know what the
Something's
funny thing
going
is?
On. Yeah.
Like, when I see guys, I don't want to sound rude or anything, but I see him like as a potential screw now. Like, that happened. Like, I just look at a guy like, fuck, I wonder how he is in bed.
Hey, Jane?
I'm sorry.
Drew does the same thing with guys, by the way. Like, only guys. If his wife does.
Only you.
Just dudes. All right, here's the thing. Jane.
Yeah.
First off, do your kids a favor and just hand them over to the Hells Angels right now and let them be raised by decent people. You are going to screw those kids up royally.
And something happened in your family.
My God, are you going to screw these kids up? Listen, everybody, hold on. I got to get preachy for a second. But this crap where I can shoot a little meth, I can bang around with some guy at work, I can be totally out of control, but my kid never knows it. I'm still a great mom. How dare you say I'm not a great mom? I'm a loving parent. I love my kid. You loving your kid doesn't mean squat.
Doesn't mean anything.
You got to do something for him. Or you got to not do certain things, like bang guys you meet at the restaurant, or shoot drugs, or do whatever it is you're doing. And believe me, your kids know. And what do you mean? They don't need to know. No, they know everything. They just feel everything. They don't know.
Right. They don't know it in any kind of intellectual, cognitive way. They feel it. They feel everything that goes on in the family.
It would actually be better if they just knew specifically what's going on. All they know is they got an out-of-control mom.
It feels like hell. They're scared.
Yeah. All right. Jane. Jane.
Uh-huh.
You seem like you come from a lot of chaos. Was your family chaotic?
Yeah, like a broken home and stuff.
Yeah, right. And alcoholic
dad,
too. I definitely get alcoholism. Somebody's alcoholic in your family.
My mom.
Yeah. Your mom's
alcoholic. An alcoholic.
Okay, well, I definitely get the alcoholism.
And any abuse from your dad, physical, anything like
never,
that?
Your mom.
Never.
Mom.
Never.
Mom was.
Either. She was just like, we were wasting. Like taken from my mom at a young age.
like in foster care.
Who took in you? Oh, okay.
Oh, foster care, ward of the court.
Okay, so your family's a disaster.
So for you to try to tolerate a real somebody actually loves you is very unpleasant. Yeah. You got to get some therapy, Jen. You've got to. You are going to mess the kids up. They're going to end up in foster care.
Yeah.
I don't even. Hey, how old? Listen, Jane.
Huh?
Look, let me explain something. You are serious damaged goods, and I'm saying it as a friend, but you are damaged. What you what your childhood put you through is really the equivalent to like a horrible car crash.
And don't put your kids through this.
You got to go. You got to get some therapy. You're not right. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All these impulses you're having, not
good. Kids are going to be a mess. Do you care about your kids?
Yes.
Is the first time you did it? Cheated on your husband?
Yeah. No,
but you're on your way. You're having all these impulses through multiple males.
Yeah, and believe me, it's like a shoulder that pops out of joint. It gets easier every time.
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Look, you're not going to do anything. Look, Jane, do me a favor. No more goddamn kids. How about that? All right.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I really mean, I would like, first off, there's nothing that anyone can say to someone like Jane. If she wants to pop out five more kids and screw up five more kids, and then we'll have eight kids running around out there who are doing, by the way, the exact same thing she's going to be doing.
Right.
The guys will probably be violent, and the girls will be pregnant at 17, and our society will slowly erode.
There you go.
More people in prison, more people hooked on drugs, less people employed, less people going to college, less people finish, and there's nothing anyone will ever say about it. No one will ever pipe up about it. Look, if you got a girl who's in Jane's situation and she's in foster care, gets pulled out of her family and her family's a chaotic mess and her mom's a raging alcoholic, you got to keep an eye on her.
Yep.
She's going to spit out a bunch of kids early and often, and then those kids are going to become our problem.
Yep.
Because Jane is not fit. And by the way, Jane's 24. She's got three kids. The over-under is 7.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's going to pop out one with one of these guys. Yep. And then I'm pregnant, and he thinks it's his, and that's when the chaos really kicks in, and then eventually we got to come in and collect the kids, but the damage is done. They're scarred for life.
But Adam, she's a great mom.
She's great. And we can't tell people what to do with their uterus.
And by the way, this is not to pick on women, because the guys do the same damn thing.
Well, guys are worse. Yeah. But the only problem is they're the keepers.
Yeah.
Of the grail. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are crapping out the kids. I don't know what to do, but the idea that we can't say anything about it or do anything about it as a society, yet all we do all day is tell everyone what to do and what they can't do. Try to get on go down the airport. See how many hoops you got. Take your shoes off. Crawl through there. Spin around. See if you can blow yourself. Do it. The guy had me do it. He's laughing at him. It was like that prison in Iraq. I got naked. Chick was smoking. I was crying. Taking pictures with me.
Humiliating.
I was like, what does this have to do with security? She said, just do it. She kept yelling at me. We had to get in a pyramid.
Oh, you and all the other passengers
fat
coming
guy
through?
Was traveling to Chicago on business, was on top of the pyramid. It was horrible. He was naked. Yeah. All right. I don't know why I was thinking about this, but, you know, there's this big, they're having this big auction out here in California because of all the stuff they confiscate. You know, they have, like, thousands of Swiss Army knives and thousands of those Leatherman tools and all the airport stuff. Yeah, they just have an auction, and they sell it in bulk, like lots of, like, you don't buy one Swiss Army knife, you buy 65 Swiss Army knives. But I just thought to myself, since 9/11, they've confiscated, like, 75,000 box cutters. At the airport, I still got the Weibos. By the way, I want that guy arrested. I don't care what he was doing. I don't care if he's a professional box cutter. And he's going to a box cutting convention.
Yeah, is he impaired in some way? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I travel with my box cutter.
Doesn't everybody?
Wait, what's up with box cutters? I hadn't heard. Was something up? It's like, yeah. Couple of buildings down. You didn't hear? Oh, it's just a leather man. It's just got a saw and a screwdriver and a taser on it and some pepper spray and a crossbow built into it. And one part's a shark cage that I climb into, and then I got a bang stick. It's got a 12-gauge shotgun on it. It's like,
no big deal.
You can't bring that stuff in the airport, you idiots. What?
I know.
How does that work? I'm going to the airport and bring them.
I'm tempted to stand there and just watch to see one get confiscated. See who that is.
Yeah, and by the way, just a light beating would be nice for these guys. Just a little sting so they remember next time. But anyway, it's our windfall. I'm going to go buy myself like 70,000 corkscrews and some nail files. All right, Black Eyed Peas are here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Will and Apple here tonight from the Black Eyed Peas. And Fergie and Taboo are going to come in here in just a couple of few. We actually remember Fergie. Actually, Fergie remembered to remind us that we remember her from when she was in a band called Wild Orchid that we had on Loveline, the TV show, a couple of times. And it's very rare, but I vividly remember Wild Orchid because there were three hot chicks and they sung a cappella for us. And Drew has no recollection.
No, now I'm remembering.
You're not.
Coming into focus.
No, it's not.
A little bit.
Coming into focus means starting to lie.
No. No.
Understand, when people say coming into focus, that's they just gone, now I'm BSing.
No.
Yeah. Huh? No?
No.
You don't remember?
No, I'm remembering so faintly.
All right. Melissa?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's going on, baby doll?
Well, I've been losing a lot of lately, purposely, and it's been healthy-wise, but, like, my boobs went from a double D down to almost a C.
Yeah.
Well, they were almost a double D, and now they're, like, almost a C.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if there's, like, any way, like, I can...
It's one of the liabilities of being healthy, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Yeah, well, so you lose your chin, so you lose your boobs, you know?
Most people desire a C, whether they're going up or going down. That seems to be the target that a lot of people want.
I prefer her to...
Oh, yeah, I like double D.
I like it.
Like which?
I like double D's.
You like double D, yeah.
Yeah, D batteries make my radio go.
Yeah. Oh, I got to write that down.
D.
Yeah. But look, what do you want? With the good comes the bad.
So there's like no...
Oh, yeah. What do you want us to tell you? Wrap it in foil? What do you? You're losing weight. Your boobs are going down.
Boobs are fat. That's what they are.
Game over.
Got to work out.
Is there, like, any exercises that I could, like, help kind of lose, like, weight around my stomach area and not my...
Sit-ups.
I don't know. What, Melissa?
Chest-ups.
Where are you going to finishing school, by the way? I'm guessing Zurich. Listen, baby, have a little decorum, would you, for Christ's sake? Be a lady. Now, guys like... What do you want? You plan on getting tattoos on your boobs in a couple of months, and you want extra room? What's going on?
I don't know. I've always gotten a lot of attention from it, and they're, like, getting small, and it's like I'm not getting attention. That's, like, the main thing about me that got attention, so.
What is your weight gone from what to what?
It's not your vivacious personality and outgoing spirit?
Giving spirit is what
I
call it.
Yeah, I always get a lot of attention from my cans, you know. Now I'm not getting no press, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, well, look, guys stopped looking at your boobs, they started admiring your ass. That's how it works when you lose weight.
How much did you used to weigh?
Melissa.
It seemed like I was, like, not to be racist, but I looked like I was black, and now I don't.
You look like you're black, and now you don't? Because because why?
I lost my ass, too.
How much did you weigh? How much do you weigh now?
I weighed 180, and now I'm 165.
Oof. All right. So you've gone from, 2 months. You know, cruiser weight down to super middleweight. Fine. All right.
Keep going. You're fine. Relax.
Keep going. She's going to blow away, Drew. She's 165. She's probably 5'2". What do you want her to do? She's losing her melons as we speak. Sweetie Pea, Melissa,
what?
Melissa, let me give a quick message to you and your boobs and all the boobs out there listening.
Listen,
you're only 16. Can you please? And I know it's difficult in the society we live in, but stop obsessing about what guys think about
right.
you
that
and
is
who
not right.
wants to hump
yeah,
you.
Don't think
okay.
About that.
First off, don't worry.
I'm
you'll
not
find
worried
a
about
dude.
That, though. I mean, I'm worried about it, but I mean, look. I have a man right now, and.
You do.
I know, but that's fine.
Okay,
then.
Well, you got a man. So what do you need everyone else looking at you for?
Is he mad because the boobies got smaller?
That's an unhealthy impulse.
Okay.
To need that, the adulation of the crowd.
Melissa, here's the thing. Wait, you studying in school and stuff?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I'm still in school.
You're still in school. You're going to go to college?
I think I'm going to go to a trade school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Auto mechanic?
What are you going to learn?
I'm not sure yet. I really haven't decided.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking auto mechanics, even though I don't look like
it. Did I not say that?
Yeah.
I don't think she was thinking anything, and then she heard you say auto mechanic.
I don't think she heard anything.
You know anything about cars, Melissa?
Not yet.
Okay, but you
I just thought I'd pick up things as I go, like when I'm hanging out with some of my friends and they work on their cars, I'm just like...
All right. She's got a plan.
Good times.
All right. Oh, look, I like that. She's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Will and Apple here tonight from the Black Eyed Peas. We're going to do a little trade out, bring Fergie and Taboo in from the Black Eyed Peas. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LV-191. The Black Eyed Peas are here tonight. Fergie and Taboo are in here. We have...
did a switcheroo.
We did a little switcheroo. Yeah. Anderson, maybe you can play the Taboo theme song, which is this. Now, you...
Yes.
You know this song?
Classic.
It's a classic. Yeah. This song is in Taboo, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, do you know Taboo?
Yes. I've been a big fan of Taboo. I've been a big fan of many adult films.
Oh, really?
Since I was young, you know, it taught me a lot about my manhood. Yeah.
This you guys can cover this.
You know it as quite a theme song for you.
It's quite a theme song. Yeah. You know, there's also Sweetest Taboo by Sade.
Well, that's true.
Definitely.
But there's that.
But I'm just thinking about Taboo learning about being a man through this film.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand, I came from a place called Rosemead, which is in San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, it's
beautiful. Next to Temple City.
Dr. Drizzy.
Woo! Yeah,
shout out for
Temple City.
The other side's
Montebello. Rosemead.
Montebello's the other side.
Right next to San Gabriel.
Now I have to give it up to Hacienda Heights.
Hacienda Heights, 15 minutes away.
You're Hacienda Heights?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. You know the thing that's ironic about Temple City? Not one Jew in the whole place.
Wow.
Think about it. Temple City? Yeah. Not a Jew?
No temples.
Yeah, no temples. Hacienda Heights. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Must be beautiful.
I
got to
say thank you for the theme song. Yeah. I love it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It
makes me feel... There must be beautiful farms and ranches in Hacienda Heights.
No, actually, it has the only Buddhist temple in North
it's
America.
Huge,
the biggest one. It's
strangely, it was supposed to be in Temple City, but
it wasn't. Heights. No, it's
all
right. Hacienda Heights. Yeah.
So we got some locals out here.
Locals, yes.
Drew and I. Drew's a Pasadena man.
Pasadena.
I'm North Hollywood,
North Hollywood?
Yeah,
what do you think of Old Town Pasadena?
Yeah. I like it.
Oh, I love Old Town Pasadena.
Yeah, it's wonderful,
Have you ever been to Sushi Float?
A Float.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about Hooters right across the way?
I can't say who's my family are going to A Float, so I can't quite get to Hooters.
I'm sure Adam's been to Hooters.
I have been to several of them, but I've not been to the Old Town Hooters.
Okay.
Is that in there? They got one going?
Yeah.
They got it going.
I've been to that one. That's good.
Oh, Chris, of course.
Chris.
Hooters right there, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
But he's thinking about Jenna the whole
time. We're going to hear something else from the Black Eyed Peas, by the way, before the night is through, possibly in this break. Although I'm not sure. I keep calling these breaks, but I should call them segments, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what the next song we're going to hear is, but we'll figure it out.
It'll be a good one.
We got a question for Fergie. Rachel?
Hi.
What's happening?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Hi, Rachel.
You love me?
I love you.
Great. You got a question for Fergie?
I did. I was wondering, I grew up watching Kids Incorporated, and I was wondering how you got involved with that and how your transition between TV and becoming like a big famous recording star went. Like, how did you get into show business that young?
Of course, naturally, they went looking in Hacienda Heights for stars.
That's the cradle of child stars is Hacienda Heights. That's where they go.
You know, no. Actually, you know what? You're very original. You're an OG gangster. You know, you knew Kids Incorporated. That's very cool. You know, I did that since I was 8 years old. I did it for 6 years and graduated from that and got out of the music business for a year and got back into it with Renee, who was on the show with me. Did a group with her called Wild Orchid.
Wild Orchid, all right. Yeah. And this is and 5 years ago, six years ago?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, it was when
probably
I was...
probably started 8 years ago.
Yeah, it started a long time ago, from when I was 15.
Right.
And this, I actually stayed in the group for a long time, way longer than I should have, personally, because I grew up as a people pleaser. You know, I wanted to make everyone happy, and and so that's why I stayed in it so long. But I mean, I love the girls; they're amazing. And
now,
and
well, why did you leave? Did the band break up? Did you leave?
Well, we did break up, obviously, but it had nothing to do with the girls. You know, they're great people. I stayed with them for a long time, but
it sounds like you want to go a different direction.
I had been wanting to go a different direction for a long time, and I just didn't know how to express that.
And
that was a personal thing for me.
How did you get hooked up with the Black Eyed Peas?
Well, I went in 1998. I went to go see them at the El Rey Theater in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been to a lot of hip hop shows. I've always been a huge hip hop fan, but I went to go see them, and something about them really intrigued me, because it's not that they were these thug guys. They just were artistic. They were hip-hop, but they were also rock in the same sense. They had a band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were stylish in the way they dressed.
How'd you make your way in? Because every time I see a concert, I think, I got to jam with that
No, I just did them all. No.
Yeah, what'd you do?
No,
How'd you get backstage?
Nothing.
How'd it work? What happened then?
Nothing like that.
I'm not saying it was that way. I just want to know the way it was.
No, the way it was is this. They're always very personal guys. And back... Oh.
Please, Anderson. How dare you.
Woo. Chris.
Yes.
I wish.
They're
no.
personal guys.
Tebow and I have talked about it a million times, but no. No.
They're good guys.
No, they're very good guys.
Right.
But actually, you know, they did their show, and they're very normal guys. And after the show, they came out at the El Rey Theater.
Right.
And they did their dance circle like they always do.
Uh-huh.
They did their battle.
Sure, I do one of those after each show.
Yeah, they come out. They came out and just started battling, started a dance circle.
And so you hung out.
Yeah.
And you started talking to them.
Yeah, I actually talked to Will.
I don't want to finish the story for you, but eventually you got into the band,
well,
right?
Well, no.
You didn't.
I talked to Will, and his name at the time was Will1X.
Mm-hmm.
But talked to him, and I said, you know what, I'd really have to work with you guys. But at the time, I was with Wild Orchid, and the record company, there was no way they were letting us do anything with any hip-hop artists.
I see.
Because they just didn't really get that. So
when did it happen?
So, kept the number, saved it. Went through everything I had to go through, ups and downs, a lot of downs.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually
you got into the band.
Eventually,
right?
Adam, she didn't.
How dare you? Well, I'm trying to figure out how you got into the band.
We were doing an album called Elefunk, right?
Right.
We had a song called Shut Up.
Right.
Which was one of our singles.
Right.
We were looking for a female voice. Our friend Dante suggested Fergie.
Uh-huh.
We were like, well, can Fergie sing? Yeah, she can sing. All right, let's bring her in. We brought her in. She knocked it out.
So you called her.
We called her.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went in, you know, in between that stuff. I was abusing myself for a while.
This is...
And it was a very bad point in my life.
But
I spent all my money that I had, you know, earned.
Made from Wild Orchid?
Well...
Did you make any money?
Well, I'd been a child actor. I'd done Kids Incorporated for...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
My big acting debut.
Yeah, but
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can you introduce me to her, by the way? That was like the person who called in 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life. I mean, I could go through it. It's going to take a long time.
Well,
but
no, I don't think we need to do that. But all I'm saying is you checked out the Black Eyed Peas. You were into the band. You wanted to be part of the band, and the band called you.
No, it's not that I wanted to be part of the band. I mean, I love them. I was a fan of them. I got to a lot of hip-hop concerts, and something about them attracted me because it wasn't
You didn't want to be in the band.
You know what? I wouldn't say I didn't want to be in the band, but I would never plan to be in the band.
All right.
Because
it was just a natural progression.
Yeah, it was just
you're in the band now. That's important.
I wasn't ever saying that I was going to be in the Black Eyed Peas. I would have never thought that.
All right.
At all.
We're going to make fun of some teenagers. Let's focus.
Let's go.
Sarah?
Hi, yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been clean now for 13 months. I shot up methamphetamine since I was 15. I've been doing drugs pretty much since I was 12. Mm-hmm. And since I've been clean, like, I would say maybe once a month, maybe not even that often, I have, like, actual dreams, like, more flashbacks of shooting up, and I wake up and I'm, like, sweating and crying. My question is, I was wondering if that's something I'm going to have to deal with my whole life, or will it eventually go away?
Probably not. They're actually very positive when you have dreams like that.
Yeah.
It is?
They're reminding you of what it feels like to do that, and to wake up feeling guilty and miserable is sort of a rehearsal process. It's a similar kind of dream to people say, dreaming that they went into a test unprepared or onto stage mm-hmm. not knowing the music or something. It sort of motivates you to stay where you are.
What about that one where I'm whizzing in the sink, but I'm really asleep, and then
you're actually whizzing in the sink, though.
No, I'm not.
How about the one where you dream where you lose your teeth? What does that mean?
That's anxiety. Usually you're grinding your teeth at night. Yeah.
No, but I actually can talk about this because I had an experience with crystal methamphetamine, and it was for about a year, and it's a very powerful drug, a very, very addictive drug, and I didn't know it when I started using it, and I completely understand that you have visions because you have sleep deprivation, and that's what it's from. You have just
it's a year and a half later.
Yeah.
She's sleeping normally, and now she's having dreams of using dreams. And
well,
the part
triggers,
of it is
what the triggers.
It's really this is such a profound alteration of the brain's motivational systems that it's always there driving you back, mm-hmm. and it gets sort of becomes visualized in dreams once in a while, and then you react to them, and mm-hmm. that's good. That's a healthy
Sarah, it's yeah. a series. It says you shot meth for 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. Hardcore.
So it's normal for you.
I started doing meth when I was 15. I think the last year and a half was just straight shooting it.
Wow. All right. And now it's been a year and a half since you've been sober?
Let me talk to you a little bit about
it. It's been 13 months.
All right. Congratulations. It's interesting. The two things that usually happen when people shooting a lot of speed is, one, you start picking on everything. Did you do that?
I'm not picking on myself, but, like, I'm very critical of everything.
No. When you were using, picking your skin until you get ulcers and things.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the paranoias that develop, can you just describe the paranoia when you had it?
Yeah, I had paranoia. And actually, I kind of have another question. It's about, like, I've been hallucinating.
Has anyone ever satisfied you with the description of anything?
Not tonight.
All right. Well, not any night.
Not any night, you're right.
True. Have you ever on this show said someone, and tell us how that made you feel and had them give you an answer?
No.
No. Well, stop it then.
No, I'm going to keep trying.
Whose fault is it?
I'm going to keep trying.
All right. She's got another question. Wait, this is enough questions, Sarah. We spent enough time with you. What are you doing for your sobriety?
Well, I'm going to start going to classes again. I actually got out of treatment early. I just...
Classes? You don't have a sponsor right now?
No, I don't.
Drew's got a puss on.
I know.
Sarah, you got to get back in.
Yeah, next week I'm actually going to start going to NA meetings and stuff.
Yeah, and get yourself a sponsor immediately.
Next week.
Immediately.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, have a good time.
Classes.
Oh, wow. What classes?
She just doesn't understand the process.
Is that like at a junior college?
Not a good sign. Not a good sign.
Why?
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
But, it's...
Yeah.
I don't even recommend people who don't know...
About speed?
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. I didn't know.
It's insidious. I don't know.
It's horrible.
To me, they're happy drugs, and then they're bad drugs, and the speed is a bad one.
I
like the happy ones.
The speed, even if you're using it 3 times a week, you can be addicted, and it can change your thinking, it can damage your brain.
I think they should actually make classes about that in high school. I think they should make classes to make that more known, that's that addictive.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then what about my cooking, sewing, and horticulture?
And porcelain classes.
And then my son was a ceramics major. I had to make a pinch pot ashtray. Are you kidding? These are the important life decisions. Do you go coil pot or do you go slab pot? Do you fire in a kiln or you use the Raikou firing method? Yeah.
Feldspar?
Feldspar!
These are the things we learn on love life.
Expert ceramics. Yeah. Realize what that's. You know how much money I've made off my ceramics? Zero.
No.
Zero.
Impossible. Wow. I'm shocked.
I'll tell you the only thing it's done. My wife went down to that Color Me Mine place and made me an ashtray, and all I did was critique it. You call that an ashtray? What'd you do? Was that a pinch ashtray? That sucks. What kind of glaze were you using? This wasn't fired at the right temperature. Mm-hmm. Take it back. It's really, it's almost cost me my relationship.
Oh,
that's
no.
all. I just become critical of other people's ceramic work. I do nothing myself.
Have you ever been to Color Mine?
No, I've walked past. I've walked past. By the way, these are these places where you
buy it.
Tell them what you do.
It's the equivalent of a dog park for people. Like, you can go around and sniff people's ass and work with something and then fire something and then leave with it.
Right.
You get to work with clay in a supervised environment.
You don't work with the clay. It's all made, pre-made. You just paint it.
Oh, well, that one you paint. Yeah, I think this one, once in a while they give you a hump of clay and there's places where you get to actually do something. But I pass these places and I go, how do they stay in business? Like, how many of those ceramic clowns can you sell? You know what I mean? It's like, well, the clown is $4 and then the glaze is $3.50 and then it's $8. How many of those you got to move to make a business go here? I'm not sure if they're around, as a matter of fact, anymore. But, anyway, I was a ceramics major in high school. And I just think, you know, we sit around and do this show and we think about all the things that they don't prepare you for. Meanwhile, they're busy filling your head with nonsense. I know how to make Pillsbury Parmesan popovers, by the way, from my junior high cooking class.
That's right. Very creative.
I made a pillowcase in my sewing class. Like, I'm sewing now. Please. Forcing guys to do this nonsense, too?
How dare you?
It's disgusting.
You're sexist.
I know.
Let's get to the next caller.
God.
Let's get... you're right.
Next caller.
You're right. Heather?
Yeah?
I'm going to go back and sue the LA Unified School District. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Case.
Here's how it's going to work. My lawyer's going to do is he's going to pull down a map of the United States, and he's going to go, Adam, find California. And I'm going to walk up and point at Montana, and I go... he's just going to go, we rest our case. We rest. Your Honor, we rest. He's a complete imbecile.
Heather, are you on the line? Hello?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fine.
Who fought in the Civil War, Adam? Good guys and bad guys?
Some people.
I don't know. One group dudes like the black guys. I know that much.
One guy looked like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
And the other dudes look like Colonel Sanders.
Heather.
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yes.
What's up?
Got a question for you. All right. Been having sex since I was 17. Been with a few people. And never in any of the times I've had sex have I ever had an orgasm during sex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, what can I do myself to make myself have an orgasm during sex?
Well, there's this adult bookstore on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. Which
she's calling from San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, take a trip to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew lives there. there's this adult bookstore, and they have many, many toys that you could play with.
Yeah, how about a toy?
What I'm wondering is there any way that I can do it by having sex? I've tried toys and oral sex and all that works, but I'm wondering, like, if sex can...
You mean during... You want to have an orgasm during intercourse?
Yes.
Many women can't do that.
Yes,
yeah. Just can't do it.
I mean, there's nothing that I can do to make it happen.
Well, ask...
Yeah.
Maybe Fergie has a technique.
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, from experience, I think it's more mental. And I think that it's a very personal thing. And when you have an orgasm, it's very personal. And,
she has them with oral sex, but she wants to have it with intercourse.
Yeah. I think that it's... Because I used to be like that as well. And I think that it's just about letting go and being able to accept certain things while you're in the presence of another person.
I was just thinking, guys don't have personal orgasm. We got orgasm like, hey, you want some? There you go. There you go. That's something for you. You got any friends want some? I don't need it. I'm done with it. Like, very personal. Drew, is there a guy ever been born and said, yeah, my orgasms are very personal.
We don't know what they're talking about. We hear, like, the music starts playing when Fergie starts talking like that. It's like,
well, yeah, but here's the thing, though. Heather, you're having an orgasm through oral sex, though, right?
Any other kind of sex, like playing with myself, I can have an orgasm.
Okay. Finger, butterfingers.
You're 21s, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, focus on what you do have.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Perfect that.
Not what you don't have. No, you got that part down. What I'm saying is don't feel like you're cheated. Here's what I'm saying. You're a person that's driving around in a Range Rover and looking at people in Ferraris and want to know why you don't have one. look at the guy in the Chevy Vega and appreciate your Range Rover. Do you, you see what I'm saying? There are many women who have it worse. They don't have an orgasm through diddling themselves or through oral sex. They can't have one, period. You're 21. You're having three different kinds of orgasm. You're just missing the jewel in the crown. Fine. I bet that one ain't far away.
There you go.
All right. Stop. And don't get all up in your head. I mean, you're pressing like I got to have one. That's every time you get to bed. Yeah. It's a mental thing.
You have to let go, Adam.
You got to let go. Mm-hmm. It's a personal thing, my orgasm. I know.
You let go, you let fly. It's different than letting go.
No, it's a thing between me and my hamper. I don't share with anybody. You understand?
Other than your housekeeper. Strangely, she gets to share in your love.
Well, by then things have
petrified.
Turned into a solid.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Sometimes even a powder.
There could be a new service there for you. All right. A lot of business.
Fatima?
Medical disposals.
Hi.
Fatima, you're 18.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Kind of got a fetish. I don't know when it started or how it started, but just started liking have this fetish with my boyfriend's ass.
Whoa.
What part of his ass?
Mostly his crack.
All right, but are we talking about the outer layer or the
gluteal muscle
or the nougaty center?
the whole package.
And you see, you like his butt. So what does that translate into?
Well, he doesn't like it, but I like to, and whatever I can, I like to fondle it all the time. And
why are you calling us?
Just because he has a problem with it, and I
he put her up to this.
Liar,
we got your boyfriend's
liar, you know it.
Yeah, this is not a question.
Okay, well, my question is,
you're going to come up with one because we labeled your last one.
The boyfriend's jotting it down, handing it to her.
No, he's probably got a dry erase board like he's a crank anchor. Right. Go ahead, Fatima, or should I call you Fat-asthma? Yes.
Fat.
Lying.
Well, see, like, what happens is that, whatever I can get my hands onto, like, even if he's sleeping or whatnot, I like to play with him with it, and he's quite upset with me about it.
Yeah.
Hand the phone to him.
Give him the phone. Let's talk to him.
Right. We knew you were here. What up?
Let me tell you something. We read you guys like a bad porn mag. Do you understand?
LMAs.
I know when there's a dude behind Fatima over there. You're the puppet master. You got her to do your bogus bidding. How dare you? And listen, we're on to all you screw-ups. Believe me. We know. Chicks don't. See, here's the whole thing.
Chicks don't make bogus calls.
Chicks have to make bogus calls when their boyfriends put them up to it.
Yeah.
But it's like Al-Qaeda using chicks to blow up buses in Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. They know we're not looking for them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but we're on to you now.
They just don't make those calls. Especially not that one. Not in a million years. God.
And the chicks don't have...
Thankfully, they don't. Thankfully, women don't make those calls. That's right.
Yeah, you can almost hear him going...
But he's like a marionette, like a Jerry Mahoney. It's like, he's
got his hand up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Jerry Mahoney.
She has her hand up his ass. Mm.
Chris, you know who Jerry Mahoney is? No.
Winslow Mahoney.
No, that's...
Winslow Mahoney was the actual puppet guy, wasn't it?
No.
That was the puppet.
Hold on a second. The guy who did the voice...
was Jerry Mahoney.
No. That was Winchell.
Winchell, okay.
And the puppet was Mahoney.
Was Jerry Mahoney.
What the... All right, Jerry. I can't...
Winchell Mahoney is Tigger's voice.
No, all right. That's all right. Exactly. We got to get on the internet. Right, we got to solve this, Drew. My head's going to explode. You're also thinking of Bergen.
Edgar Bergen,
right?
No, I'm not.
Didn't Edgar Bergen have a...
Edgar Bergen is much before.
All right. Anyway, the Black Eyed Peas are here tonight.
Yes.
We're going to take ourselves a little bit of a
little
break.
And we'll
I love that little fake applause there.
Yeah,
that was really
great.
Cute.
Not fake. Is that fake,
I mean, that real applause. That was really
Drew,
nice.
Did you find anything on the internet yet, Drew?
Hold on.
All right. We're
going to
take a break. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Taboo, and Fergie here tonight from the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, we got to get you on that one.
And the name of the album is
Elefunk.
And we're going to hear something off of that called Where is the
Love?
Drew. Yeah,
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew.
Hey, from Pasadena.
Yeah, keeping it real. I went to take
Dr.
one call.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
And then we're going to...
Who was that? By the way, who was that?
That was Drew.
That was... Can I get a high five?
But why ain't you got no play, player? No, stop. Stop.
Mercedes?
That's Chris.
Mercedes?
I'm telling you.
Stop.
I want you to stop. Mercedes.
Hey, Anderson.
Hi, Mercedes.
Hi. Hello.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hi. Sorry, I couldn't hear you guys very well. Okay, I have a very important question. Hello?
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting with bated breath.
That's right. That was the sound of us sliding up to the edge of our seats.
Okay, let's go. What's the important question?
Here we go.
I have a wonderful boyfriend, and he's, extremely...
I just had a thought.
Hold on a sec.
I just had a thought.
Yeah.
It's ironic and it's sad, but what percentage of people named Mercedes actually drive a Mercedes or can afford a Mercedes? I think it's dreadfully low. It's much lower than guys named Ted.
Yeah. Ted.
Sad. Mm. Chicks named Tammy have a greater chance of driving a Mercedes than chicks named... And Porsche.
Even a greater
chasm.
Impossible.
Impossible. That's so ironic. And if you get named like Rolls Royce or Bentley or something, you got a moped.
Fair.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of pressure right there.
It really is.
Being named that.
Remember Mercedes McCambridge?
Yes, Mercedes. Quiet. Mercedes?
Yes.
Do you own a Mercedes?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. A 2003.
2003
what?
Huh?
What kind?
What do you mean, what kind?
What kind of Mercedes?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. What?
Because I don't know. My parents bought it for me.
All right.
Mommy,
I hate
Daddy.
You got to be on hold. What do you mean, what kind? What? Oh, by the way, she's got to be hot. She got to be hot because only hot chicks give horribly sassy, pain-in-the-ass answers to normal questions.
Right.
Like, I own a Mercedes. Oh, what kind? What do you mean, what kind? Mm. What kind, you dumb broad? There's 30 of them. Are you good-looking?
Well, I don't know. Possibly. I'm blonde.
Oh, God. No confidence?
Oh, okay. Well, do you want me to be confident? Yes. Yeah. Actually, I am pretty good looking. I'm Costa Rican.
All right. Hablas español?
A blonde Costa Rican.
Oh, no. She don't speak Spanish. Sorry.
What? So which Mercedes do you drive?
Sorry.
What Mercedes do I drive? A silver Mercedes?
I think I've seen you around.
Silver 2003.
I think I've seen that one.
It's all coming into focus now.
All right.
Can I tell you my story?
I want to know which one you drive. Which one? They got different models. They got like C-Class. They got
E-Class.
They got the
SLs.
They got a few different ones. Yeah, they got different numbers. They got like a 230 and a 430.
Oh, 230.
320.
I didn't know what that means.
Next.
All right. Okay. All right, go ahead. You know, one of these days when you're walking up to your car in the parking lot and you see there's an emblem stuck on the back that says, like, 320 or something on it, that's your car.
And you may find this kind of surprising, but everybody who dreams of driving a car like that is so angry right now. Because you make so little of something that other people would cherish.
Yeah, just
at 18, baby doll. All right.
Well, which is setting us up to know something about you, you see.
Oh, true. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have this wonderful boyfriend, and he's straight edge. He doesn't cheat on his girlfriend. He's, like, the most respected guy that I know. And I'm, like, I feel like the luckiest girl in the world, but, I mean, not only, like...
Hold on. Do you know his name, or are you just going to say he's kind of beige?
What's his name?
I don't know. He's beige. He's a 1980s.
He's skin tone.
I think he's Latin.
I think he's an 87. He may be an 88. I got to check him.
His name's Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rosenberg,
Mitchell. Mm-hmm.
And are you cheating on him?
Yes. But this is the thing. I physically, like, the first time I did it, I threw up. Like, the next day, I was so physically sick.
I had that once.
Was it from the 5150?
Mm-hmm. And who are you cheating with?
Different people.
Oh. Mm.
Got over the nausea pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. And where do you cheat? I mean, are you going to high school?
No. I graduated early. I'm going. My dad works at a university, and I'm going to Pasadena College.
Ooh, PCC. Junior college, Adam.
Yeah. No, talking about I know. It's good. No, it's like, well, my father's a rocket scientist. Yeah. I'm working at Denny's.
Classic.
Yeah, I've met him before.
My dad.
For your class. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad.
Are you a scientist?
All right, so you're pulling up in the unknown Mercedes to Pasadena City College. Yeah, and yeah, you're cheating. Yeah. All right, look. Here's what I hear with Mercedes. Mercedes, just quiet down. Who are you talking to?
You just make me laugh.
Is that Ferrari?
All right, here's what's going on. Mercedes is a hot chick who doesn't have a strong moral compass. She's Mercedes looks out for Mercedes.
Yeah, for sure. But and, I think it's, why would she go for degradation, though? Why would she do things that make her vomit? Now, what is it about her?
She's had too many shots of Jaeger the night she cheated.
Could be alcohol, but I
no, I don't. I mean,
cheating family members, I guess.
No, I have wonderful parents that that are stay together. I mean, like I used to try to blame it on my ex boyfriends because I've had like horrible relationships, but there's no reason like I should cheat on him. Like, and I just want to know if I have.
Well, there's a reason you've had horrible partners in the past, and now that you've got a good one, you have to sabotage it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for that. And that reason usually comes from your relationship with your family. That they were physically abusive or unavailable or something that makes it impossible for you to tolerate closeness.
Yeah?
Very much so.
All right, well, there you go.
Well, were they abusive?
No.
Unavailable.
No. Unavailable.
No, verbally abusive.
Right. They're verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. How pissed is your dad that you're going to junior college and he works at the university?
You know, my parents are very protective over me. Like, my mom worked at my high school, and so they love, like, they're very just...
Anxious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't she sneak into the room that kept the records and fix your grades a little bit? Cook those SAT scores a little, get you into UCLA.
Do something.
Well, no, I'm going to Cal Poly. It's cheaper that way. And,
yeah. Okay.
That's hard, though. I mean, I understand that. Both my parents were teachers, and, you know.
At your school?
Not at my school, but very close with the
faculty.
You know, the faculty at the you know the system.
Temple City, Hacienda Heights,
Rosemead. Exactly. So it's hard. You know, there's a lot of pressure that goes along with that.
I gotta say,
where did your parents teach?
My dad at Roland High School. My mom's a speech.
West Covina.
Not West Covina, but more La Puente and Hacienda Heights, La Puente. Yeah.
See, she put the Latin thing.
La Puente.
could you imagine, by the way, I mean, like, my parents, I don't know if they didn't make any. Every time open house would come around, it'd be like, oh, please, Christ, don't have one of these bums pry themselves off the sofa for this. And thankfully, they would never show up, and I would never tell them it was open house. But the idea of anyone in my family walking onto the campus where I went to school and talking to anyone who was my teacher was horrifying to me. I couldn't imagine my
mom
being
too,
like...
Weird for you, too, because it never happened.
Oh, never happened, right. But it was one of the few times I was glad they had the laissez-faire approach to child rearing. It's like, oh, good. Oh, you're on the sofa? Good. Stay there. But I couldn't imagine them... I couldn't imagine if your mom was like the school nurse or something like that.
That'd be weird.
Could you imagine?
It's her song.
How about the mom PE teacher?
No.
That doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work. That's doesn't a work. Lesbian.
Like, yeah.
So unless you're
like, wow. Hi, Mom. Or should I say Dad?
Let's let's hear a little something from the Black Eyed Peas, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, this song is called Where's the Love, featuring Justin Timberlake, Black Eyed Peas style, on...
Take the to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hitting, crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Strange, is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hitting, crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
The weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word,
we only got
one word,
that's all we got.
One word,
something's wrong with it, something's wrong with it, something's wrong with the good world, world, yeah. We only got
one word,
that's all we got.
That is the Black Eyed Peas, everybody. Another good one from them. Elefunk, name of the CD. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Fergie and Taboo here from... True, what band? Oh, the Black Eyed Peas.
Those are nice moves that you were doing during the
dancing?
Commercial break,
Yeah, you were
Adam.
Killing it.
Yeah. A little Usher.
I like to break something off during the break.
He was challenging. Yeah. Really challenging good. Taboo.
I did,
but
I did like a throwdown thing where I do my thing
down.
And then, because I do a robot thing.
Right. Robotics.
Right. Yeah.
It's scary. Nobody does that.
You know what I like? I do like that pop, that stop and pop thing, or that Popping.
Popping.
Man, that pop. You know that thing, Drew? You do that thing with your arm, and it, we do the wiggle, and it goes all the way to your other arm?
That's cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Pop it.
Dig that.
Pop it.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Let's pop it.
Do you got some pop in you?
I got pop in me. I got hip-hop in me. I got everything.
Give us just, can you give Drew just a little taste of the pop?
For Pasadena.
Yeah.
Only for Pasadena. I'll give you the.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. See, that's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's almost good as you, Adam.
Yeah. No, no, no. Adam cannot hang with me. I will challenge you in front of
God and everybody.
All right.
I'll be like, I'm sorry, Adam. You're a great host. You're witty.
Yeah.
You got great jokes. I love it.
But
when it comes to dancing, no.
Remember, you need that keel.
But no.
You don't have the keel.
You don't have the keel, brother.
Yeah, that's right. I don't get the keel between the legs.
Maybe the keel.
Yeah. All right. Where the hell were we, Drew?
Taking calls.
Taking calls. We got a question for the band, by the way. Leo?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Leo?
Yeah, I'm 19.
You got a question for the Black Eyed Peas? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say, Adam and Dr. Drew, you guys are the bomb. You guys have the best show around.
Thanks.
Give it up for them.
Yeah. Just give it up for us. Give it up for me.
Give it up for you guys.
Got to give it up for
Pasadena.
Me.
Pasadena.
All right. Go ahead, Leo.
The left brain and the right brain together. I love it.
The Black Eyed Peas, man. I love the Black Eyed Peas. I've always been into rock, never hip hop.
Just give it up for the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, thank you.
Give it up for the Black Eyed Peas.
Give it up for me. And Fergie.
Hey, and let me say this. Let's give it up for the Black Eyed Peas giving it up for Pasadena.
Dr. Drizzu.
I just want to give it up for first of all, I just want to give it up for Loveline.
Give
yeah,
it up
Loveline.
For Loveline.
You know,
give it up for Loveline. Giving it up for the Black Eyed Peas.
I'm giving it real.
Give it real.
All right, let's give it up for K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up for K-Rock.
Yeah, but you guys.
Hey, Leo.
Yeah.
Do you got anybody you want us to give it up for?
Yeah, give it up. Let's give shout out.
Just give it real.
Leo, do you have a pet?
I have a dog.
You have a dog? What's his name?
His name's Rusty.
Rusty.
Let's give it up for Rusty.
Give it up for Rusty.
Nice.
Yeah, give it up for Rusty. Yeah.
Okay, what's the question, Leo?
Yeah.
The question is, well, I was just kind of wondering, where you guys find, you know, the dancers for your videos? Do you have people try out and audition? Do you scout people, or do you know everybody on there? You know, I mean, I love dancing. I'm into dancing. One of my buddies got me into it. He's way dope. He's off the hook, and I was just wondering,
Let me say something. First off, let's give it up for Rusty one more time. That's a great dog.
Shout out to Rusty.
Let's give it up for the dancers with Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Let's give it up.
Now, I'm just saying, any guy named Leo from Utah has to be a great dancer.
Right, from Utah.
You think Utah, you know that is dancing. The cradle of stopping and popping and hipping and hopping.
Yeah.
And then guys named Leo. I mean, think about all the great street dancers named Leo over the years. I mean, Leo and Utah, this guy, he's
Leo.
A ringer, this kid.
Leo.
Give it up. You're white guy, right, Leo?
What?
You're white?
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
Oh, you're Mormon.
In. You're in. He's Mormon. His name's Leo. He's from Utah. He's white. It's how couldn't you be a great dancer?
Are you Mormon?
I'm pretty white. I'm Brazilian.
Oh, all right. Okay. So maybe you got
some. You Mormon?
Going.
Yeah. Brazil.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
So, you want to know how the band gets their dancers?
Well, basically, we're dancers ourselves. We've been breakdancing since 1983, b-boying, breakdancing. The way we go about getting our dancers is we audition people. And if you got heat, then come with it, because there's thousands of dancers that say they could dance. But if you're not coming with heat, I'm sorry, but...
How do they know when it's time to come with the heat?
When we audition them. When we're like,
how do they know when?
Go on,
you have to have fire basically comes out of your hair, and that's how you know.
www.blackeyedpeas.com.
Right.
There's a lot of information on auditions, what we're doing, where we're going to be at, touring.
Right.
Come online and check it out, and we'll let you know what we need.
So you go www.blackeyedpeas.com, and you find out when it's time to bring the heat.
Yeah.
Stacy? You're 23, Stacy?
Yes, I'm 23.
What's
How are
happening?
You guys doing tonight?
Are you bringing the heat?
No, I'm not trying to bring the heat.
Let's give it up for Stacy. Not bringing the heat. Takes a big woman to admit when she's not bringing the heat.
She's not bringing the heat.
What's up there, Stacy? What's going on?
Well, I've had this childhood friend ever since, like, we were born. His mom and my mom are best friends, and my parents have known each other their whole life.
Should we give it up for the...
Not yet. Okay. We're getting close, though. Okay. I'm this close but to giving up for somebody.
Anyways, he just came from Korea, or actually Japan online. He just came from Japan from the Air Force, and we went out a couple times since he's been back, and I just don't know if it's right to try to start something with him because we're so close.
Yeah.
He's been your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, like, since preschool. I mean, we went to preschool together.
Okay. That's all right.
Well, there's a connection there.
It's unprevented. Yeah.
There's a certain connection.
Is there? Does he have a girlfriend or something?
That's no big deal. Well, I dated my sister. What?
Stop.
What?
Does he have a girlfriend?
He's filing for a divorce right now.
Wow.
Make sure he's actually divorced before you.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm definitely not going to consider anything until I know he is divorced.
All right. All right. There you go.
But he's into you and you're into him.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Right. I mean, we went out last night to the club and he tried to kiss me and I just couldn't do it.
It's helpless.
I mean, I want to, but I couldn't. It didn't feel right, kind of.
Well, sometimes it is a little weird. It's almost like a sibling, but
right.
It sounds like an okay circumstance. It kind of.
But maybe you're not into him. Are you not into him?
No, I'm definitely into him. I mean, he's an extremely smart, good guy, takes care of his son. You know, he's in the Air Force. He doesn't do drugs. He's not into gangs. He's a good man. He's a good man.
But have you a history of being with not such good guys?
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course.
So being with a good guy may be a scary. A good guy may be a scary thing for you. So.
All right, we got to take a break, but let's give it up for him.
Let's give a shout out.
He's not doing drugs, and he's good to his kid.
He's a good guy,
Either from Japan or Korea.
Yeah, one of those places.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to thank the Black Eyed Peas for coming in here tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Will Fergie, Taboo, and Apple. A delight. Come back anytime. Name of the CD, Ella Funk. Mm-hmm. And some quick thanks to phone screener Brian and engineer Anderson and engineer Chris and producer Ann and junior producer Lauren for doing a fantastic job all week long. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.